Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, everybody. Trek Culture's Adam Cleary here, and happy Discovery Eve to everybody in an international market. Not. Now, if you're sat there going, what are you talking about, Adam? I've got all my chips and dips set for Discovery launching on Netflix outside of the US on Thursday this week. What are you talking about? That's happening, isn't it? Then, well, no. If the title of this video didn't give that away, that is not happening. You cannot watch Discovery outside of the US, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, until 2022 now, or next year, as its mother calls it. Sorry, I realised that was the wrong one there. Right, so the deal here is that Paramount have been unable to come to terms on a distribution deal outside of North America. Now, if you, like me, are in the United Kingdom, you'll remember that we don't get it on Paramount, we get it on Netflix. It drops at exactly the same time. We do not miss a beat with it. All three seasons of Discovery have been on Netflix, but we were expecting it literally tomorrow, but no, they've told us at the very last minute they are not doing that. They do not have a distribution deal outside of North America, and it will not be on Netflix. Not only that, but they are pulling all three existing episodes, seasons even, of Discovery tomorrow. Now, before we get into the whys and the whos and the whats and the wheres, I just want to quickly flag something up here. The reaction to this has been incredibly normal for the modern internet. People are understandably quite disappointed, but a lot of that disappointment is being channeled into outright fury and anger and entitlement, to the point where people are now abusing the actors from Discovery, who knew nothing about this, on Twitter, saying it's not fair and it's disgusting and it's disgraceful and stuff. So just want to quickly lay out the official Trek Culture position on this. This is bad. It's made me very sad. It's not the end of the world. Chill out. Be nice if one thing happened ever, Chris. One thing ever happened and people were just normal about it. What happened to normal? Why is nobody ever normal now? Right, the official line from Star Trek themselves reads as thus: to our international Star Trek Discovery fans, it's me and possibly some of you, we know you are anxious to hear our plans for Season 4, so we wanted to update you. Internationally, the upcoming season of Star Trek Discovery Season 4 will now premiere exclusively where Paramount Plus is available in early 2022. This means the new season and all previous Discovery seasons will be available internationally in 2022 as Paramount Plus expands globally. Duh! In the US, Star Trek Discovery will still be starting on November the 18th on Paramount Plus. In Canada, on CTV Sci-Fi Channel on November 18th and streamed on Crave beginning November 19th. We sincerely thank all of you for your patience and support as we grow the Star Trek universe on Paramount Plus. We can't wait to show you what's in store. Now, the key thing for me there is they are thanking people for their patience. I ain't seeing any.
I mean, do you remember the days when it used to be commonplace to wait like weeks and weeks?
Yeah.
Try being a Power Rangers fan in the 90s, you know?
I went on a school trip once, right? To High Borins, it was called. And the lass who was looking after us there was like, she was like a teenager, we were all little kids. And she was a massive Star Trek fan. And I got talking to her about Star Trek. And she'd just come back from working in America. And she was two seasons ahead of Deep Space Nine. Like, we'd literally, like, I was talking about like, oh, the Dominion War and stuff. She was like, another thing. She told me what happened. I didn't care. She was like, oh yeah, they lose the station, but then they get it back. And I was like, oh wow, that's cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? People just weren't bothered about this. Now, we can read into this whatever we want to read into this. Netflix has been an integral part of Star Trek Discovery ever since it launched. They've helped fund it on occasion as well. So then being unable to reach a distribution deal mere days, mere hours before it's set to go live, well, you can all speculate about that wildly in the comments below, but I have no opinion. It's in the TV guides. Oh, I'm sure that, you know, that rings is completely fine and not at all suspicious to me, Chris. I actually just, again, I ain't even got an opinion. But what about Picard and Lower Decks? I hear you scream frothing at the mouth at your computer screen. Well, Treksphere, shout out to Treksphere, have done some digging on that one, and they have discovered that the distribution deal with Amazon remains in place. So Picard will be along when we're expecting it to be along. The next season of Lower Decks will be along when we expect it to be along. And Chris, I think I'm right in saying Prodigy? That's taking a little break, but that'll be coming.
That is going to be on Paramount Plus on Sky.
Now, funny you should mention Sky, Chris, because the talk is that when Paramount Plus does arrive in the UK, it will be exclusively on Sky. Not a Netflix-type thing, not an Amazon-type thing. It will be exclusive to Sky customers. Again, unconfirmed at this stage, but exclusive to Sky customers in the UK. Now, not a lot of people have Sky, so that in itself is a bit of a problem. Now, this is quite a big story. It is trending on Twitter, and it's very rare that Star Trek trends on Twitter unless something absolutely disastrous has happened, but that's it. If you're in the international market, you will not be watching Discovery Season 4 when you thought you were going to be watching Season 4. And of course, as we all know, there is no way whatsoever to get around that small problem of regional-based broadcasting laws. So yes, that's it, that's the video, that's the news. Sorry about that, let us know what you make of it all in the comments below. And my God, please calm yourselves down while you do it. You can follow the entire Trek Culture team at Trek Culture. Get me at Adam Cleary, C-L-E-O-I. Chris is picking around in the back somewhere. Get him, edit, Chris, edit. But in the meantime, thank you so much for watching. This has been Trek Culture, and I'm sincerely sorry about Discovery. Just, sorry about that. I was looking for, that was my weekend, Chris. That was gonna be my actual weekend. Oh, gone. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.